I'm June Roland, and I want to welcome you to day 5 of the Unexpected Gifts of Pain, a 5-day audio series designed to help you find God's treasures in the darkness. Each day, we're exploring one gift God offers in the midst of our pain, along with practical strategies to reclaim the peace, hope, and joy Jesus promises. My prayer is that this series will help you shift your perspective on suffering and invite your pain to propel you toward healing and wholeness. In today's episode, we're unwrapping God's gift of joy. Listen in. Last night, my husband was playing Joy to the World, Unspeakable Joy by Chris Tomlin on his guitar in preparation for the Christmas Eve service. The chorus of the song goes like this. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, rises in my soul, never lets me go. When was the last time you experienced that kind of joy? A joy that couldn't be captured in words. An overflowing joy that filled you to the brim and made you want to burst out into song. It seems that many of us have lost our joy because, like peace, we've anchored it in the wrong things. We've linked our joy to our kids, careers, circumstances, or current emotional state. Joy is not the absence of sadness, nor is it circumstantial. That's happiness. Like peace, joy is a fruit of the Spirit that is cultivated the more we fix our eyes on Christ. Joy is characterized by contentment and satisfaction in even the most difficult situations. It grows as we learn to trust, obey, and express thankfulness to God. When we truly believe Christ is enough, we can be content whatever our circumstances. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, he writes, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." He is not telling us to have joy in response to the trial itself, but in knowing the outcome. Just as women endure the pain of childbirth because they know the joy of motherhood lies on the other side, we can experience joy in the midst of suffering because we know eternal life with Jesus exists on the other side. Fullness of joy is found in the presence of Jesus. This side of heaven, we receive only a taste, yet that taste is enough to sustain us and to produce within us an insatiable hunger for more of Him. God is always present, even though it may not always feel that way. If God feels distant, know that this is normal. We all go through spiritual dry spells. Continue to draw near to God anyway. Don't let the doubt of whether you'll be met with silence keep you from coming to Him. Just like the teacher is quiet during a test, silence doesn't mean God doesn't hear you. He's just waiting for the right time to act. Like Paul, the more we desire to know Christ, including the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, the more we will be drawn to Him. As we seek His presence, a question worth asking is, am I fully present? Is my mind fixed on Him, or am I distracted by my phone? Am I open to hearing what He has to say? Am I willing to obey and follow the Spirit's leading, or am I set on doing things my way? Proverbs 14:12 says, "Before every man there lies a wide and pleasant road that seems right but ends in death." Finding the path God designed for you rather than following in the world's footsteps requires attentiveness and a willingness to set our plan aside so we can discern and pursue God's. This is where true joy and fulfillment are found. As a free gift to you for completing this series, I have written an ebook, Chasing Joy, a scripture study on the book of Philippians to find peace and joy that lasts. You can download your free ebook using the link in my post. As we close the series, I want to encourage you to not give up. God is working a great purpose through your pain. In the words of Paul, the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. That's Romans 8:18. Friends, hold on to God's promise that after we have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. That's 1 Peter 5, verse 10. May we press on towards the goal of knowing and becoming more like Jesus as we wait in holy anticipation for the fullness of joy that is to come. Today, to put it into practice, I want to encourage you to download your free ebook, Chasing Joy. And then please tune in tomorrow for a wrap-up where I'm also going to be sharing some of my favorite items that help me fix my eyes on Christ so I can reclaim the peace, hope, and joy that Jesus offers. Thank you so much for tuning into this series. Again, if you found it helpful, please leave a comment on my blog or share it with a friend. And check your email tomorrow for a final message from me as we wrap up the series, The Unexpected Gifts of Pain. Thank you, and may God's grace and peace be with you.